4 degrees with some clouds here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. A woman scheduled to be put to death by the state of Tennessee later this month is pleading for mercy. Krista Pike tortured and killed a fellow Knoxville Job Corps member when she was 18 years old. In a petition to Governor Bill Lee, she writes that she was young and mentally ill. She says it took years to realize the gravity of what she had done and how many lives it had impacted. She writes, quote, "It sickens me now to think I had the ability to commit such a crime." Pike's legal team also highlights Pike's mental illnesses, history of sexual trauma, and the failure of state agencies to intervene. They're asking Lee to allow Krista to stay in prison for life without the possibility of parole. The Tennessean reports Lee has not granted clemency to death row inmates except when there were issues in the execution process. In 2022, he paused all executions while Tennessee revised and updated its lethal injection protocols. And earlier this year, Lee gave Tony Carruthers a one-year reprieve after attempts to execute him were botched and then called off. A recent ICE raid in Memphis has raised new questions about an immigration call center in Nashville. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers arrested more than 120 people in Memphis on Sunday. Immigrant advocates say that more raids could happen if ICE opens a call center in Donaldson.
This is not a hotline. This is an enforcement command center.
That's Adriana Rivera, the Florida Immigration Coalition. She says that the call center may be part of a federal operation, but that it will be privately operated.
Why is a massive federal deportation operation being outsourced to private industry? Who will have access to the data? Who will be tracking us? Who will be accountable when the system gets someone's identity wrong?
The call center would be the most recent collaboration between the state and federal immigration authorities. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.